grounded. You are grounded in your humanity. And what we're going to do is not continue absorbing new information in this episode. We're going to review what we have been sitting with and lingering with and integrating all week long if you've been journeying with this sensual gratitude. Each sensual gratitude episode is sponsored by the Five Senses card deck that I created, and it's part of actually the Sabbathing Rhythms collection. And you can actually download it and print the card deck out for free. All you have to do is go to the website, mohawkmamastudio.com. I always put all the links in the summary and the show notes. But if you want to encounter a grounding, unboxing experience, you can order the 7-set card deck in the Soul Care Boutique. And since it's under $10 a set, you can buy one or two as a gift and give it to someone and bless them with it. Each deck comes in a gold box and a few other surprises. And so I want you to just explore more depth in your senses with the Five Senses card deck in the Sabbathing Rhythms collection. All right. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Mohawk Mama Soul. This podcast is especially, essentially for the writing soul. We don't focus on the writing craft. There are plenty of podcasts for that. But here, you are the focus. Your own personhood, not just what you produce. So let's go ahead and get started. So let's get captivated and curious about our five senses. First, inner, then outer. The soul touch informs and precedes the skin touch. These ears of our hearts, well, they hear God's voice and vibrations all around, nourishment activated by tasting and singing that the Lord is good. The fragrant aroma of our prayers dance and strut with lavender. We smell, we see, we taste, we hear, we touch. We are sensing heaven in these earthly bodies. This is embodiment. When heaven and earth converge in these bodies, in the midst of our humanity, whether in our belovedness or our bewilderment, we get to sense love's presence. So let's allow our five senses to lead us back home in these earthen vessels, personally and collectively. Let's get sensual with our gratitude. Let's do this, Sojourner. I'm really grateful for those of you who have been here all week as we have lingered in our chapel time with our sensual gratitude. And for those of you who are just joining for the first time in this episode, I encourage you to go back to the very early part of this week as we entered into sensing the world around us in ways that sometimes can be overlooked. And so I want you to know that since we're not doing a new sense today, we're going to review by way of contemplating some questions. I want you to lay hold of what's really coming to the surface. And so our first question is, what made you think, oh, that smells amazing? At some point this week, when we did our sense of smell, whether it was days gone by or today, and what good do you see in your present life situation. I want you to consider that, because remember, our senses are inner and outer. So even when we have impaired vision externally, or an impaired sense of smell, or even an impairment of hearing or touch or taste, we have an inner soul connection with the Creator. And so you're not left without. We get to reimagine and engage in ways that call us to become curious and creative. All right, our next question. What sound did you experience earlier this week or even today that could have easily been overlooked? And then I want you to consider, what did you touch or what did you taste that touched you deeply? It got you really connecting your purpose with that touch or that taste. Now, what we're going to do, since this is an experiment, I'm going to bring some clips in from this week, from each sense, just highlights, and weave them into our episode today. And then I want to just invite you to make sure that you give yourself the kind of presence and permission to give to yourself as much as you give of yourself, and embrace your unique embodiment in all of the ways that you sense your humanity, and make space for that, and sense the humanity of others and make space for that as well. All right, let's listen to some of this week's highlights. Welcome back, Sojourner, from your journaling experience. What did you experience? What was that meeting place of word and image? For me, I would like to share mine. Upon awakening, I saw my yellow chair, and it reminded me that my God and my ancestors are sitting as my cloud of witnesses. I am worthy of their seeing me. I want us to remember that we are part of a legacy. And when we begin to deeply connect to that legacy in everything that we do each day, we will find ourselves elevating God's purpose in us from a historical ancestral setting. And so one of the things we get to remember is that there's a coherent, communal, creative humanity that lives in a galaxy within us. There's a constellation of communion. And part of seeing the purpose of any work that begins to disrupt the status quo of sexism, the status quo of racism, the status quo of patriarchal hierarchy, the status quo of ableism, any type of disconnecting death-like propensity, when we recognize the purpose is about a legacy that we are pursuing and we are embracing, this is the time for us to take up that mantle because it's been passed down to us. Sometimes it's passed down to us in a way where we get to be the generation that goes back to our first love that maybe our ancestors departed from. Maybe we get to resume the good work that our ancestors left off for us when they departed. No matter what, we get to determine if we're going to lean into the work of love, disrupting death and disconnection. Welcome back, Sojourners. What was your journaling experience like? No judgment, simply noticing. And where you notice, if you've been with me long, you know that's where we nurture. We allow compassion to flood in. Self-compassion, and also the compassion that the beloved comes in like a warm blanket to wrap us with. And from there we embody that which is being nurtured. So I want to share with you what did come to my attention during my time of journaling. I slipped on my shoes, my freedom to walk and strut through new doors, fully as me, Angie, I am embraced. What did you touch that was a symbol of your freedom? Was it a piece of jewelry? Was it a pair of socks? Was it your bare naked body? Was your freedom you sensing the touch of the vibration in your voice when you told that person no or yes? Was your freedom being able to put on your glasses and see more clearly? Was it to put on that new outfit that you bought yourself? Or maybe it was a gift from someone else. And you saw yourself light up in a garment of praise. What was the symbol of your freedom? Was it touching your hair or your scalp? Was it picking up a paintbrush or a colored pencil that allowed you to create that which was not before? Was it the touch of the glass in your hand that contoured in such a way that it was smooth and comforting? What was the symbol of your freedom, beloved? Was it your laughter? Was it your tears? Was it a candle flickering, letting you know that you flicker and dance in the movement of your own illumination? Was it watering your plants or feeling the touch of the sun kissing on your shoulder, your face, your feet? Whatever it was, name it. Welcome back, Sojourner. What was your journaling experience for the scent of shalom? Shalom, sound, complete, wholeness, healthy, to be safe. This sense of well-being and harmony both within and without. Completeness. Tranquility, prosperity, fullness, rest. It is not merely the absence of agitation or discord. It is, at its very root, completeness, a wholeness that includes your vigor and vitality in the inmost parts of your holy being. And sometimes the shalom that we are desperately wanting is the outside, and no doubt that's important. But what's ultimate is that we have a shalom experience that is our birthright. And as shalom makers, we are incessantly following the scent, the aroma of shalom, because of the Prince of Shalom, the Prince of Peace, who leads this procession of making things right from the inside out. And so this is our prosperity, shalom, that is not just this later in the future, but it is a right now present reality. How did you sense your shalom? What did it look like? More accurately, because today is about smell, what did it smell like? I will share with you mine. Before I could even taste my infused herbal water, I was intoxicated by its aroma. I am grounded. My first ah for today is this scent of shalom. letting out an ah of delight and allowing it to expand everything in my being as a calming consolation that I am grounded in this scent. You and I are already a whole heart. I'm gonna say that again. You and I are already a whole heart. In the rest, and even in the resistance that we engage in on the daily. Welcome back, Sojourner. What was your journaling experience? I want to share mine with you. The dash of cayenne in my herbal water arouses my taste as I add my stimulating shalom-making heat to life. Remember, we are wanting to hold together our inside-outside sensual gratitude so that our physical body and our very inmost being are both sharing the experience of what we sense. So what did you sense? What did it activate? What did it arouse? The invitation is for us to notice, nurture, and embody our humanity personally and communally from the taste buds of our mouths to the taste buds of our soul, so to speak. I'm glad that you joined me, and I hope that what you experienced, whether for the first time today or from all the times that you have encountered this caravan of communion, an openness that allows you to be receptive to more than just what meets the eye or what meets the mouth in this case. All right. Until we sense again, shalom. And don't forget to screenshot this podcast episode and share it freely. And please do me a favor and go and review the podcast and share with the world what difference it is making in your life.
Share my mom's podcast with your friends.
Jesus is always with your heart and he loves you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.